thousands of Catholics at St. Matthew Cathedral sing Christian hymn during Christmas Mass in Khartoum last week. Archbishop Michael Didi, who presided over the Mass, called on the Sudanese to embrace peace, love and unity. He says Christmas should be a time for renewal of faith and reconciling one another. The Archbishop of the Khartoum Archdiocese applauded the transitional government and armed groups for reaching a peace deal this year and silencing guns in some parts of the country. He says Sudan is a land of potential, adding that peace means development.
Despite our differences and even of opinions, and we can call tribes and so on, but we must find a way out to live together because it is necessary and it is vital that we live together because we are in the same home. We cannot just be fighting throughout, and then we will not enjoy the good things that the Lord provided us in our country. We will waste time in fighting, and especially the youth. The youth should find a way, a better life for themselves and for their future.
Archbishop Didi called on holdout groups to engage in negotiations so that lasting peace can prevail in Sudan. Terezina Rizik, who hails from the Nuba Mountains in southern Kordofan State, says her area has seen war and destruction. She says the war has particularly affected vulnerable groups such as the elderly, children and women.
We are always praying for the peace to come on the Nuba Mountains because the people there are suffering. From this time, I hope all the people there to live the peace there in Nuba Mountain or here in Sudan also, especially the women. Because the women, the women, they are complaining always because there is no peace there. The world is not good for us.
Another Sudanese citizen, Olwin Joseph, says he is happy to see the Sudanese transitional government make December 25th a public holiday in Sudan. He says the government should grant more freedoms to allow Sudanese to choose their religion.
Peace must be put down in the ground so as to, as the people of Sudan, to live the benefit of peace in their life, in their future. Through the peace, we can see, we can hope the good things for the future. We can build our foundation is peacefully and good for the future.
Lillian Peter Abdurrahman, a resident of Shabia neighborhood of Khartoum North, says the government needs to focus on economic reforms. Peter says it has been a challenge to shop for Christmas gifts for her three children due to high prices in the market. Peter says the general economic situation in Sudan is not good, but says they are living by the grace of Jesus Christ. She says, we lived with love, trust, and faith that this situation will one day come to an end. So our prayer is always that God will change this situation for the better, Peter says. The transitional government designated Christmas Day a public holiday for the second time amid pressure from the Trump administration, which has asked Sudan to grant religious freedoms in the country. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.